Carl, this is a smashing fixture to look forward to. I would imagine all the players must have been lifted. It's one that everybody wants to be playing in. Nobody wants to be left out.
Yeah, obviously, as soon as the draw came out, we've had some good draws, haven't we? Like Stoke away, a bit of a local one for the fans, and then obviously the Liverpool game even eclipsed that. So I think if he was to get a good result tomorrow, he'd surpass the Liverpool game as well. So, like you said, everyone wants to play. We haven't started training yet, so nobody knows if they're in the team yet. I don't even know if the gaffer will name it until tomorrow. But yeah, it's a great occasion. And it's something, I suppose, after being out of the Premier League for so long, it's a game that sort of to give back to the fans, you know what I mean? Especially being at home. Obviously, our away support at Liverpool and Stoke were unbelievable. But to get Molyneux sold out, be rocking on it as well. So it's something to give back to them as well.
People like, they always say, cliches for games like this, and one of them is, it's a no-pressure game for Wolves because everybody expects Chelsea to win, you're the underdog, so on and so on. Is that true?
To a degree, yeah. I think they are at the top of the Premier League. They're doing okay at the end of the minute. And they've got top players all over the pitch and in the squad, so it is a no-pressure game in that sense, but in another sense, we want to give a good account of ourselves, and obviously you play any football match to win, so it'd be no different. There's always upsets in the cup, as we've proved over the last two legs. This will be the most difficult one, I've got no doubt about that. But it's 11 men v 11 men at the end of the day. And obviously with the fans on our side as well, we're hoping to, we play, like I said, we play any game to win, and this will be no different, but obviously it's going to be a huge task.
What happened in the Stoke and Liverpool games for the team to play so well? I mean, anybody who saw those games knows there was no fluke about it. You played tremendously well. You played at Stoke and you didn't play Liverpool, but the team played terrifically in both games. Was there any common thread in that?
It's hard to put your finger on, really, because I suppose when you step up against a Premier League opposition, everyone does naturally step their game up a bit more. But I think that's in the same breath as I'm saying that question, we need to take that into our league form. But I suppose the different sorts of games, no one kind of expected us to beat Stoke or Liverpool, so probably played more of a counter-attack style in both games. And I think probably our team probably does play best on the counter-attack with the pace we've got. So I think them games are probably suited us in a sense. But there's no doubt that we need to take our cup form into the league.
Of course. You've been here a long time. Man and boy, quite literally.
Yeah.
So you all know as well as anybody else how important, historically, the FA Cup is to Wolverhampton Wanderers. Not so much in recent years, unfortunately, but nevertheless, the club has a great cup history. But this would be a real thing to add to it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we'll surpass some of the, unless we go to the final and win, surpass some
Somebody's
of the old history. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I think in recent history, like you said, since I've been here, our cup run's been horrific. You know, we've had some bad days in the cup, especially in the last 5 or 6 years. So I think, obviously, where the club have been at the minute, for the two results we've had, have been massive anyway, especially Liverpool at Anfield. And like I said, if we was to go on and win this as well, I'm not going to say that we'll go down in folklore or anything like that. But
I think people who were there, if you did that, listen, I think there's 8,000 people who were at Anfield who are going to remember that for quite a long time.
Exactly, yeah. I think it'd be something that would be remembered for a long time. And to be a part of that would be huge.